Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Joe Biden is telling the United Nations America is back at the table, focused on diplomacy to resolve the world's most pressing problems from climate change to COVID-19. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, Biden also stressed that U.S. military power is a tool of last resort.
President Biden is vowing to put diplomacy at the center of his foreign policy.
We've ended 20 years of conflict in Afghanistan. And as we close this period of relentless war, we're opening a new era of relentless diplomacy.
In his first UN General Assembly speech as president, Biden spoke about building up alliances, but didn't touch on his dispute with France, which was kept out of a new partnership in the Indo-Pacific with the U.S., U.K., and Australia. On China, Biden insisted the U.S. isn't seeking a new Cold War, but wants freedom of navigation, clear rules of the road on trade, competition that doesn't tip into conflict. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres opened the annual gathering, sounding the alarm, as he put it, about a world that he says is headed in the wrong direction. He ticked off a long list of historic challenges. They include the climate crisis, security threats in Afghanistan and around the world, and a pandemic further exposing global inequalities in vaccine access and persistent misinformation about COVID-19.
On the one hand, we see the vaccines developed in record time, a victory of science and human ingenuity. On the other hand, we see their triumph undone by the tragedy of lack of political will, selfishness, and mistrust.
Johns Hopkins University says that since the start of the pandemic more than a year and a half ago, coronavirus has infected nearly 230 million people worldwide and claimed more than 4 million lives. The Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, says he has opened an investigation into images of Border Patrol agents on horseback confronting migrants. He's also told senators immigration authorities hope to remove all migrants living in a makeshift camp in Del Rio, Texas, within 10 days. Here's NPR's Joel Rose.
Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says his department is ramping up expulsion flights to Haiti and other destinations in the hemisphere and aims to remove all of the roughly 10,000 migrants remaining in the camp within 10 days.
We expect to see dramatic results in the next 48 to 96 hours.
Senators on both sides of the aisle voiced their displeasure with the Biden administration. Republican Josh Hawley says the administration helped create the crisis by granting temporary protected status to Haitians who are already in the U.S. Democrat Charles Schumer urged DHS to end removal flights to Haiti while the country is still reeling from a major earthquake and a presidential assassination. Joel Rose, NPR News.
The Dow's down 49 points. This is NPR News. Some of the oldest and tallest trees on the planet have so far survived a wildfire that's been burning in California's Sierra Nevada for nearly 2 weeks. Today, fire spokesman Mark Garrett said there's been no damage to the towering trees of Sequoia National Park's giant forest. The European Court of Human Rights says Russia's government is responsible for the 2006 killing of a former security agent turned exiled dissident using a radioactive substance. From Moscow, NPR's Charles Maines has details.
Alexander Litvinenko died after drinking tea laced with the radioactive isotope polonium at a London hotel. Nearly 15 years later, the European court found beyond reasonable doubt the assassination had been carried out by two Russian nationals who the court reasoned were agents of the Russian state. The Kremlin has always denied responsibility and calls the latest ruling unsubstantiated. The court's findings fell on the same day British authorities added a third Russian to face charges in a separate 2018 poisoning attack carried out against former Kremlin spy Sergei Skripal in Salisbury using the nerve toxin Novichok. All five suspects currently reside in Russia. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
In the 2018 case, Scotland Yard announced today that prosecutors believe there is sufficient evidence to charge Denis Sergeyev with attempted murder, conspiracy to murder, and possession and use of a chemical weapon. Former Russian agent Sergei Skripal and his daughter, Yulia, survived the poisoning, but the attack later claimed the life of a British woman. A man and a police officer suffered severe illness. The Dow closes down 50 points. This is NPR.